Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel once more. And this video is about Diane Abbott, MP. So the Labour MP, she's been suspended for the Labour Party. So for this letter she published in the press, and Sir Keir Starmer, the leader of the Labour Party, said she's been suspended for racialism after saying that, whites didn't suffer racism all their lives, particularly Jewish, Irish, and traveller people who are travellers. They're an indigenous Irish minority, but you do find them in Great Britain and other places. They're under 1% of the Irish population. So La Abbott has previous on this kind of thing. She has expectorated albophobic hatred as before, saying that whites are always trying to divide black people and things like that. So it's not the first time she said sort of this sort of thing. She's the high priestess of racial conflict. So Labour is sort of had an endemic problem with racialism, particularly anti-Semitic discourse. So this is more hate speech from the ultra-left parliamentarian. So Miss Abbott was elected to Parliament in 1987. So the first non-white woman to be elected to the Parliament of the United Kingdom. So that's quite an achievement. And people say, oh, well, look at this there. You can't say that she's racist. No, there's no proof that she's not a racist, just that she accomplished a first. So that's her. So she's a British person of African Caribbean ancestry. She went to, I think it was Newnham College, Cambridge, was some sort of racial equality officer for a London Borough Council. She briefly dated Jeremy Corbyn in the early 80s before he entered Parliament for Islington North, whatever his constituency is. Comrade Abbott also represents a London constituency. So she was pro-IRA at the height of the Troubles, when they were oppressing people, when they're committing acts of terrorism, sectarianism, which I suppose is a form of racialism, murdering people for their religious denomination, just like their loyalist mirror images, is outright assault on democracy. So she supported every enemy the United Kingdom has ever had since 1945. So that's to be expected for her. And she was a Corbynista even before Corbyn. This is something that Sir Keir Starmer has said is anti-Semitic, and so they have to root out this canker from amongst their ranks. And John Ashworth, one of the Labour MPs, he's later been denouncing Miss Abbott's tirade as well. So the Equality and Human Rights Commission, they investigated the Labour Party under Comrade Corbyn's leadership and said that it had acted unlawfully. And Mr. Corbyn himself is suspended from the Labour Parliamentary Party. He claiming that the scale of the problem was exaggerated by the Equality and Human Rights Commission. So Jeremy Corbyn, he still sits for his Islington and North seat. I think I've got the name of his constituency right. The big question is, will he seek re-election as an independent, an independent socialist might be the ballot paper description, standing against Labour next time, if he's not officially readmitted into the Labour Parliamentary Party, because Labour might field a candidate against him. If he did stand against Labour, would he win? I think it's probable that he would, even though not by much. We shall see, because he's got Labour under Corbyn had like over 60% of the vote in that constituency. Anyway, so we'll see what happens with Diane Abbott. So she said that some of these ethnic minority whites do experience prejudice. She said it's similar to racialism. And she even said redheads can experience racism. Some people say, is that racialist? You have to call them ginger people. I don't know. All right. But they're not subject to racism all their lives. Yeah. Well, in pre-civil rights America, Irish, Jewish and travellers were not required to sit at the back of a bus. That's absolutely true. Obviously, black people weren't either in most states. It's mostly the southern states where that happened. Obviously, it should never happen. No one should be segregated like that. Is it like 13 states had those racially segregatory laws? If so, it was obviously 13 too many. In apartheid South Africa, these groups were allowed to vote. Well, that is true. Obviously, some black people were allowed to vote until the 1950s. Very, very few indeed. But that proves the point. At the height of slavery, there were no white-seeming people manacled onto slave ships. Well, when do you consider the height of slavery? I mean, do you only mean like the 18th century or something? Really, slavery's been around throughout human history. Ancient Roman times, ancient Greek times, or whatever. We've had recorded history for about 5,000 years. So whites have been enslaved whites, non-white people have enslaved whites, white people have enslaved non-white people. So, I mean, it seems to me that every race has enslaved each other. There's a book about the sufferings in Africa about a white British man who was abducted by pirates and was a slave in North Africa, I suppose what we now call Morocco, for some time, but eventually regained his liberty. So I don't want anyone to be enslaved of any colour, no matter what the colour of the perpetrator, no matter what the colour of the victim. Obviously, it's always unconditionally and unambiguously wrong. But it is true that, say, from the 17th to the 19th century, many whites thought there was a permissibility when it came to enslaving non-white people. So that there was to do with colour prejudice, which is, of course, rebarbative. But anyway, there was a putrescence of racialism to Miss Abbott's comments. And she said that racism only reflects people of color. Well, obviously, race and color are not exactly the same. Obviously, they're shades of color, or they're, you know, a so-called white person who's relatively dark skin might actually have darker skin than a black person who's maybe like mixed race, is not fully black or something like that. So that's the curious thing about skin color. How isn't it fascinating how racists are idiotic enough to focus on this as somehow it's indicative of someone's character or abilities, when that's the curious thing about skin color, is it changes. I mean, different parts of the same person's body are a bit darker, a bit lighter. It can change within a matter of hours through exposure to the sun, get slightly darker. And through one's life, people are a bit darker, whatever their racial race, their complexion's a little bit darker in their youth than when they're very elderly. And men of any race are on average slightly darker than women of exactly the same ethnicity, the same, more or less the same DNA background. So I don't want anyone to be mistreated, there to be any racial odium, but I'm not sure that Miss Abbott agrees with this one. So it's preposterous to say that it only affects people of color. Like, well, we've all got some color. Which color? I mean, nobody, unless someone's albino, is literally white. So the Board of Deputies of British Jews said it was disgraceful and that her apology was entirely unconvincing. It was really a second insult. The MP for Hackney North and Stoke Newington, that's North East London. So methinks it's abutting onto Comrade Corbyn's bailiwick. So we'll see what happens anyway. So she says that Irish people, I mean, obviously we experience no racism in Great Britain whatsoever. I haven't heard anything remotely racist for probably over 20 years in Great Britain, even though it was mild. Obviously, I don't want us to experience racism or be racialist against any others. And there was some hibernophobia in Great Britain, obviously greatly exacerbated by Irish Republican terrorism. And indeed, Irish Republican terrorism was partly because of anti-Irish bigotry on behalf of some people in England, Wales and Scotland, and so on. So these racialists like Comrade Abbott, she's actually an ally of white supremacy, wittingly or unwittingly, because she's so outrageous a decent opinion that it pushes some otherwise decent people in the direction of racialism. So we shouldn't be expectorating odium as she's done. So what she said has been deeply divisive and poisonous, but I would expect no better from her anyway. So surely her expulsion from the Labour Party is the only thing, because otherwise we would think that this cancer of racialism shall metastasize throughout the whole Labour Party, as it was found that anti-Semitism in particular was endemic and was not an isolated or just amongst a few people, but pervaded the entire Labour movement. Well, thank you so much for watching my channel, and a long period of silence on behalf of La Abbott would be most welcome. She is obviously grossly hypocritical as a champagne socialist, railing against independent schooling, but sending her own child to one. Now, I wouldn't blame her for doing the best for her son, but I do blame her for trying to prevent anybody else from doing the best for their children. She really is a blight on the nation, the thrice-cursed Diane Abbott. Well, I really hope she gets voted out next time, but, you know, good things never transpire. So I think we can exclude the possibility that she'll be booted out as she so richly deserves. Toodaloo.